USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's legal team is back before the Senate defending him in the impeachment trial against the president.
It is our position as president's counsel that the president was at all time acting under his constitutional authority, under his legal authority, in our national interest, and pursuant to his oath of office.
President Trump's attorney, Jay Sekulow, this as Republicans are dismissing claims in a new book by former National Security Advisor John Bolton that directly tie President Trump to withholding military aid in exchange for investigations of his political opponents. Republican Senator Mike Braun of Indiana says,
"We knew that the discussion of witnesses would be here soon, and I think every senator that I know has said that they will cross that bridge when they get to it."
Braun speaking there on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Health officials worldwide are stepping up the pace to contain the coronavirus, which has killed at least 80 people so far in China.
A fifth U.S. case of coronavirus has been confirmed, as China warns that people can spread the virus before they feel any symptoms. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says, yes, we should be worried.
But we've had good experience in fighting these kinds of viruses before. Remember, we're now a global world, a global economy. And something that happens in Africa, or if it's Ebola or coronavirus in China, can quickly spread here because there's so much more travel.
American diplomats and some others will be flown out of Wuhan, China on Tuesday and returned to the U.S.
It's 1 week until the Iowa caucus, and presidential candidates are getting in a few final campaign stops in the state. Former Vice President Joe Biden and Mayor Pete have events set across the state, while Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren are stuck in Washington, D.C. for the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Trump administration told California it's violating federal law by requiring insurers to cover abortion and threatened to withhold federal funding if the state doesn't end its mandate. President Trump telling Fox News why this is the right thing to do.
I think we have a group of people that are just amazing, and they've been with us and we've been with them, and we want to do what's right. We want to do what we feel is right.
The White House says California has 30 days to repeal its abortion mandate. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg. The FBI is helping process the scene of a helicopter crash that killed NBA legend Kobe Bryant. His fans are still in shock and reacting to the news of Bryant's death.
I don't think anybody believes that this is true. How could someone who is so invisible happen to him?
It's really sad to see him go out like this, and his daughter. It definitely affects the entire city of L.A.
I'm a diehard Laker fan. It's a sad thing that happened, and you can see the support that he's getting from around L.A. We love Kobe. He's a living legend.
I've been a diehard Kobe fan all my life, so this is devastating. It's shocking. It's just gut-wrenching. My heart goes out to his family and his other children as well. But this is just so surreal.
Those fans were speaking there on Fox News. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.